Well, for another perspective on this, we are joined by Tracy Wilson. She's a spokesperson for the Canadian Coalition for Firearms Rights, a gun owner lobbying group. Welcome to the show, Tracy.
Good morning, Hallie. Thanks for the opportunity.
Why are you opposed to a ban on handguns and assault weapons?
We're opposed to a ban on handguns generally because it doesn't have any effect on crime. It's not the legal gun owners that are running around the cities shooting people. Assault weapons have been banned since 1978.
I guess semi-automatic is what they're talking about.
I hunt with a semi-automatic hunting rifle, so I'm not sure. You know, a gun is a gun is a gun, and I think that these are just semantics, and we've got to get working on crime.
You mentioned you hunt with a semi-automatic. What kind?
It's a Browning 270, and it's my most prized possession.
So it's not like an AR-15 or something like that?
No, unfortunately, we're not allowed to hunt with AR-15s in Canada, but my Browning 270 semi-auto is far more powerful than an AR-15.
What animal do you hunt with that?
I can hunt moose, I can hunt deer, bear.
Does it have a repeating action? Sorry for my ignorance on that.
Well, it's you depress the trigger, and each time you depress the trigger, you have one bullet. Okay. That's how semi-auto works.
All right. You say that banning handguns or semi-automatics, say, doesn't address the root cause of crime. So what would be a more effective strategy for ending gun crime, in your view?
I'm not sure it's possible to actually end it completely, but I did attend the Summit on Gun and Gang Violence this spring in Ottawa on invitation from the Minister of Public Safety. And at that meeting, there was over 300 experts from across the country who brought forward all kinds of community initiatives and intervention programs for youth at risk. These were all ideas, 9 hours of presentations that were completely ignored, as well as the funding that's been promised repeatedly by the Minister for Police Services, which has never made it out of the coffers.
I think some people listening, Tracy, might think, for what practical purpose would someone need a semi-automatic rifle or a handgun? I mean, you're talking about hunting and there's target shooting and sport people. But, you know, in practical terms, why do people really need that?
I'm not sure we live in a society of need. I don't have to justify my Dodge Hemi either. I mean, if we're going to talk about need, let's talk about alcohol. It's responsible for likely 100 times the death and destruction of families that firearms are. Yet, you know, it's like selective outrage where nobody wants to talk about that. In fact, we encourage it.
But I guess what I'm trying to do is I come from a rural background, a family of people who use long guns for gophers and groundhogs and hunting for sport. But I sort of draw a line between long guns and farmers and the need for that and the pleasure person might have in shooting a handgun. Do you see the difference?
Right. And there's almost a million gun owners that are strictly target shooters. It's a really fun sport. I would encourage the listeners to Google IPSC, I-P-S-C. Just enter that and you can watch some really amazing videos. It's a lot of fun, and it's the one sport that no matter your gender, no matter your physical condition, no matter your age, you're all on an equal playing field. So, it's a lot of fun, and it's great to get outside and enjoy it.
Yesterday, Minister Bill Blair, who is also, of course, former Toronto police chief, spoke with CBC. Take a listen to what he had to say.
When I was police chief, we traced the origin of every crime gun seized in the city. And about, at that time, about 70% of our guns were illegally smuggled in from the United States. That number's shifting. And we're starting to see a far more significant number, and even a majority of the crime guns are sourced domestically. What that means is that they've been either illegally obtained or illegally diverted from legitimate handgun owners into a criminal market.
This surprised me when I heard this, because I was under the impression that a lot of these guns that are being used in crimes, and certainly this is the case in Ottawa, at least in the past year, are coming from the U.S. But what Bill Blair is saying there is that switched. There's been a turning point. And if most of these guns are coming from domestic sources, as he says, wouldn't banning them cut off a major supply for gun traffickers in Canada?
Well, I hate to be the rainy day here, but Bill Blair isn't telling the truth, and neither is that Toronto Police Service report. In fact, we got last night from our ex-RCMP officer turned researcher, Dennis Young, an access to information request with Mark Saunders, chief of police, signature on it. Out of 726 crime guns, only 148 were domestically sourced, 67 of those traced to a licensed gun owner. So that's 9.3%. So what Bill Blair is telling people is actually 100% false.
What would his motivation be in telling a falsehood on this?
Because it supports the narrative of regulating gun owners. And at this point in the election cycle, they've failed to work on crime. They have to make it appear they've done something in order to achieve the votes that come from scared Canadians.
You know, the United Kingdom introduced a ban on handguns in the 1990s. And since then, gun crime and gun-related deaths have dropped. Wouldn't you like to see that happen in Canada, too?
I think at this point that I was reading an article this morning, actually, online, and it was talking about how shots fired in the UK are up over the last few years. So, you know, I think it's a little disingenuous to target shooters rather than work on crime. And I think, you know, just because we're pro-gun doesn't mean we're anti-safety.
Well, Tracy, it's interesting to talk with you this morning. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks a lot, Hallie.
Tracy Wilson, spokesperson for the Canadian Coalition for Firearms Rights, a gun owner lobbying group. Your thoughts? Maybe you are part of this target shooting world or the hunting world, and you have thoughts about using semi-automatics. Love to hear your view on this. At Ottawa Morning is how you can reach us on Twitter, or you can email us, ottawamorning@cbc.ca.